Advent calendars, adverts. And amongst the muddle, the mayhem, and the mythology that our society has created around this festival, you're here in church to celebrate the birth of a baby born in some back of beyond little town in the Middle East 2,000 years ago. Strange. The fact that you are here today tells me that Christ plays a part of your Christmas. I wonder what part. Maybe he is the reason for your season. Or maybe he is just part of the trimmings and tradition. There are, of course, many profound questions in life. Is there intelligent life out there? Yes, but they're not contacting us. When will I die? When I stop breathing? Will I ever get my bin collection day right? I don't know the answer to that one. And probably the most profound question we can ask ourselves today is this. Who is he? This baby that we are celebrating the birth of. 2,000 years ago, this small and helpless baby. You know what people say when a mother and her newborn, you see a mother and her newborn maybe for the second time a few weeks after the birth? What do they say when they see them for a second time? Hasn't he grown? Yeah, yeah. It's what babies do. Yeah, they grow. They grow. I've got a friend who's just starting a business. He is a great idea. He's making teddy bears to order the right length and weight of your newborn baby. So you can remember how small they were when they were born because they grow. And this baby that we are celebrating today grew. And 30 years later, he was 30 years old. Now, if you want to know what a 30-year-old man looks like, I brought one with me. This is Chris. Chris, how old are you?
30 years old.
There we go. This is what a 30-year-old man looks like. One day I'll be that old, Chris. And you can sit down. Round of applause, Chris. And this person walked around meeting people, interacting with them, reacting to them, speaking to them, and doing all sorts of amazing stuff. For 3 years, he walked around a very small area in the Middle East. And yet the reverberations of those 3 years of walking around are felt today. And we are here celebrating today. Along with only about 2.2 billion other people on this planet. That's about a third of the population of planet Earth will be celebrating Christmas today. Is that not astonishing? Audience participation. Thank you very much for helping me. What's even more amazing is that this person, he wasn't an army general with thousands of people at his disposal to do whatever he wanted. He wasn't a state monarch that ruled over an empire. He wasn't a political leader with a very large majority voting for him. He wasn't even a particularly religious leader. How come then that the impact of those 3 years is still felt around the world today? Surely there must be something significant that happened in that event in time history. Did you know that this person, their biography, was partly written before they were born? You don't get anyone whose biography is written before they were born apart from this person. As the Old Testament in the Bible unfolds, it reveals that this person was going to be born of a virgin. Now, if you were a betting man, you wouldn't put your odds on that prediction, would you? He was going to be born in this town called Bethlehem in the region of Judea. He would be a descendant of King David. This birth wasn't just predicted 9 months before it happened. It was predicted hundreds of years before it happened. And even before his birth, he was given not one name, but many names. Now, in our society, names don't mean a great deal. Maybe nicknames do. My son William is sitting somewhere over there. I won't embarrass him. He's had a great season playing rugby. His coach has nicknamed him. Do you know what they called him? They called him the Lumberjack. Because he fells people, just like that. It's his nickname. It's a descriptor. It describes him. And this person that we're talking about, he was given the name. His mother was told the name, Jesus, which means Savior, because he will save people from their sins. And going back, winding back the clock even earlier, there was a guy called Isaiah who lived about 700 years before Jesus, and he was told of this person called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so for about 1,000 years, he wandered, 1,000 days, he wandered around the Middle East talking to people, interacting, reacting, doing amazing stuff. And yet, he couldn't influence people through Twitter. He had no Twitter account. Do you know who's got the most Twitter followers on this planet? Anyone like to guess? Trump. Katy Perry. If you're over 50, put your hands up if you know who Katy Perry is. Oh, okay. Katy Perry. She has 108 million followers. Who's number two on the list? Justin Bieber. Do you know who he is? But he can influence 104 million people just by typing in a few little letters into his smartphone. Third is Barack Obama with 98. Trump is down at 20th position with 44. Below Shakira, Britney Spears, and Kim Kardashian. Just saying. He, Jesus, is the person who has influenced this planet the most. He had no friends on Facebook. He had no Air Force One to fly around dropping his message off at different countries. He had no Pope Mobile to stand in. He didn't run God Channel, and he didn't own a newspaper from which to influence the headlines. And yet, he influenced us to such a degree. What was he like? There was a nativity going on in Barnsley in Yorkshire. Excuse my Yorkshire accent.
He's been practicing.
Thanks, Sharon. It was all going really well. Sometimes nativities don't go really well. This was going really well. Then the three wise men came up. The first one gives the gold, does his lines. Second one, frankincense, does his lines. Third one, spots his parents in the audience. Stage struck. Totally forgets his lines. And so as he's standing there with his myrrh, looking at the baby doll in the homemade manger, he says the very first words that come to his head. Don't take the mic out if I get this wrong. All right, okay. Aye, he's just like Dad. To which the audience burst out laughing. But can you see the profound truth? And this is how the Bible explains it.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
Thank you. He was the image of the invisible God. In other words, the way he thought, the way he spoke, the way he acted with people, reacted to people, interacted with people, it mirrored God. It was just like his dad. And this gift that he was to bring, well, I brought it with me. Here it is in this box. I wonder if I can have some people help me open the box. Because this person brought a gift from God to man. Do you want to just open it up? Just, that's it. That's it. Letters.
Letters.
Do you want to hold up the letters? There should be five of them. Right. Now, do you want to... Oh, come on then. Well done. Do you want to stand in a row on that step? Do you want to stand on that step? See if we can get this right. Do you want to hold the white bit forwards? That's right. The white bit forwards. That's it. Are we there? Turn around. Billy, do you want to hold it like this? Do you want to hold this side? There we go. Hold that up. That's brilliant. He came to bring peace between God and man. As the Bible verse said, peace and reconciliation. Peace. This Christmas, something not only that our world needs, but our souls need as well. We need to be reconciled to God. Thank you, guys. Do you want to sit down? Just... I think we just need that one over here. Oh, it's with the grabber. It's a grabber, not a releaser, Peter. That's why it doesn't... This person, born 2,000 years ago, was born for a purpose, for a mission. And that mission was to die for you and me, so that we could be reconciled to God. I'm going to finish now. She spelled it wrong. Did you know that snow appears in the Christmas story, in the original Christmas story? Did you know? You're all shaking your head. What version of the Bible is he reading? Because remember, the Christmas story started before Jesus was born, because all these people were saying what was going to happen in the future, back in hundreds of years before Christ. And there was a guy called Isaiah who said this, "Come, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." This baby, that first Christmas, had a mission to give us a fresh start, a clean slate, to wash our sins as white as snow. So please ponder this profound question this Christmas. Who is he? How come he's changed the world? And what does that mean for me? Amen.
Thank you, Matt. So a very brief recap of our morning. We get ready for Jesus with a lot of fuss, money, time and effort. Then Jesus arrived, as in the sketch, a bit unexpected, but he arrived and he was exactly on time as God had wanted it to be. God gave him at exactly the right time. But who is he? He's a gift. He's a gift. And how are you going to react to that gift? That gift that brings peace and reconciliation. That gift who died when he was 33, just a bit older than Chris is now. I'd like you to stand. And just for a minute, as the band come up, I just would like you to think, as Matt said, Have you got any questions about this Jesus? Have you got any questions about this God that gave him? The God that made the universe? Or did he? The God that gave us Jesus. He was a historical figure, but was he really part of God? If you like arguing, if you like a good social meal, if you like to think, why is there suffering in the world if God is good? What's that all about? Then do come and join us on the Alpha Course, starting on Wednesday, the 10th of January. Pick up a leaflet as you leave. It's such a good place to explore issues of this world, issues that need sorting out in your life. So let's just close our eyes now and just think, where am I? Where am I with Jesus today? Just take a moment in the busyness of Christmas to think about the peace that comes from him. And if you think where I am with him, where would I like to be with him? How can I move on forward with Jesus?